Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about whether or not you should run banner ads on your blog. And, you know, this might be the first topic that, Tim and I might be at odds. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I think we are actually on the same page once we talk about it, but we'll see.
Well, my answer is no, you know, unless you've got, I'm just going to say no, they're tacky. You know, I mean, if you've got enough traffic coming to your website that you could make money on banner ads, you're going to be able to make a ton more money a lot of other ways as opposed to banner ads. So my answer is going to always be no. Just because the type of traffic that would warrant banner ads can be utilized so much more effective and better without cheapening your site and putting the banner ads on. So that's my opinion, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree for the most part. I put my answer down here as it depends, but usually no. So pretty much anyone listening to this, it's going to always be no. If you're running any type of blog, you know, don't do it. As David said, it's tacky. People love to buy, but they hate being sold to. And so ads, banner ads are very salesy, and people, they don't click on them. You know, people just kind of get ad blind to it. And so it's not a good use of screen real estate. And as David mentioned, it's going to hurt your brand more than it's going to help it. However, the reason why I said it depends is for the, you know, media sites, the news sites that get millions and millions of visitors and just get a plethora of never-ending traffic, they have banner ads on there. And there are these big companies that A-B test everything and, you know, do all the stuff. And so if they're running banner ads, it's because they have an insane amount of revenue that comes from it. And that's their business model. Maybe, it could be that's just the way that their business model has been and they haven't adapted. I don't know. I agree that in most cases, if you can monetize with ads, banner ads, you could do so much better with that traffic. However, yeah, there's people out there that's doing it. So for the most part, David, we are in agreement. But I just said it depends because there's sites out there that are doing it that you would think they wouldn't be unless it was generating a lot of revenue.
You said it already, Tim. You said it. The reason why they're doing it is because they just haven't figured out how to monetize that traffic any other way. If ESPN and MSN and Yahoo and all those people, I mean, man, you know, I mean, those are the types of sites that you typically see banner ads on and stuff, the big media outlets and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a small subscription service would probably go a long way as opposed to, banner ads on their site and stuff. So just my opinion, I'm a no guy. So tomorrow we've got another great topic for you. Should you advertise your WordPress web design company? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.